1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Dean Wheeler at the Bell Meadows Country Club. And Dean, what's going on with Annika Sorenstam?
Phil, I think we're all very proud of Annika right now. She's shot about five over, I think. She's about five over, I should say, for today, so I don't think she'll make the cut. But I want to just say how proud we are of Annika, all of us who have supported women's rights, and I don't think there's any choice. I think the PGA is going to have to admit women. I think it's just a matter of time.
You're really in support of her as a man?
Well, I think Annika Sorenstam put the fear of Jesus into the PGA, and I think they better stand up and take notice, or a court order will do it. There's been a rift between men and women for a long time, and I think as men we haven't given the gals our support, and that's led in some cases to personal as well as political problems. I think, Phil, what a woman wants is for her man to be behind women's rights, and or she's going to react the way I think any normal woman would, and that's deny intimacies in the bedroom. And I've learned this in my own life.
Have you had personal problems because of your lack of support for women's issues, and are you hoping that will not be the case in supporting Annika Sorenstam? In other words, speaking as a man?
Speaking as a man, Phil, I just think it's important for all of us to be 100% behind Annika and her bid to join the PGA. I kind of laugh at men who think jewelry or lingerie or trips will buy a woman off. What I've learned is that a woman wants you to support women's issues, and whether it be marching for child support reform, equal pay campaign, this is what my wife expects from me.
So you support Annika Sorenstam not just in this tournament this weekend, but full membership in the PGA?
Absolutely. I think it's logical.
Why is that logical? Because she did very well, but...
Annika Sorenstam shot higher than 72 other players on Thursday and about the same amount today. Okay, so what does that tell you? It tells you that 72 other guys, she's better than. And so I think it tells all of us, Phil, something that a lot of guys are afraid to face. But I think it's going to be all right if they face it like men. Annika Sorenstam and probably a few other gals belong in the PGA, and we're going to work toward that, because one thing my wife Sharon has taught me is to be in favor of women's rights.
All right, I'm talking with Dean Wheeler. He's at the Bell Meadows Country Club in San Francisco, commenting on Annika Sorenstam. He says she's done well enough to actually play on the PGA Tour. Good point you make about beating 72 other guys. Although I you're also making a point that it's important for men to support her and other women's issues, so that women will stay faithful to us, or we won't have intimate issues in our marriages.
My wife Sharon, if we can really show support, then a great thing happens. Your wife will look at you and revisit your intimate life. Sharon and I right now sleep in different rooms.
Sharon's your wife? Sharon is your wife, right?
Yes, she is. And we sleep in different rooms, but I'm looking on the calendar, and on August the 1st, I'm going to get to move back into our bedroom, and that's a reward for something I did.
Was that the support of Sorenstam, or?
Well, I took my wife to a women's music festival. I just want to do things that support women.
You said to the San Francisco Chronicle, men just shut up about Annika Sorenstam.
Yes, I did.
Why'd you say that?
Well, let's take this Vijay Singh fellow. We know that we have to as men support Annika, and I took it further. I talked to KNEW. I said that full membership in the PGA is the only way to keep women in this country happy and for men to regain some degree of intimacy with the women they love. It's all about us finding a way back into the love of our wives and our girlfriends. And if it means supporting Annika, I'll do it. And if it means going and driving them to Lilith Fair or whatever they want to do, I'll do it. I'll do anything that my wife, Sharon, wants, because for a year and a half, because of what I did, because of mistakes I made, we haven't had a full marriage.
Do you honestly think that she's going to get full membership in the PGA?
Well, Phil, it's not a matter of asking. We're demanding it. Women need to be heard, and we are, and I say we, me, and I feel like the women are, I'm with them on this, We are so in support of Annika. We so support her. We're demanding membership.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, Dean. Hold on. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He's at the Bell Meadow Country Club. He believes that Annika Sorenstam has played so well that full membership in the PGA is a must and that men need to get behind her. Otherwise, women are going to continue to have problems with men. That at least in his case, his wife, your wife has a problem with you not supporting women's issues. Do you think that this is the case for a lot of men?
Well, what about in your own life?
Well, I don't really. I mean, I talk to my wife about. My wife and I are of different political parties. I support breast cancer. I mean, I don't know what you mean.
What I'm saying is, Phil, I think men have had their say about this. I think it's time for us to support Annika Sorenstam's full membership in the PGA. She went out today and kicked 72 guys in the rear end. That means she played better than 72 other guys. She did that on Thursday, too. And I think I'm one man who finally sees the light. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to be in agreement with my friends anymore. I want to agree with my wife because I think she's right and because it's cost us very dearly. And I say this with the greatest of respect to your audience. It's cost us in the bedroom. And I don't want to be... So women do this thing called cut you off.
Well, you're not saying your wife cut you off because you don't support Annika Sorenstam, do you?
Well, she... I was a real pig. You have to understand. I was... a guy that didn't really support women's issues. I played poker, I watched football games, and went fishing, and I never really gave a thought to women's issues and women's, women's rights. And now I see the light because I had a personal thing happen to me. And
I know you write in your book that your wife had an affair.
That is correct. She did. Yeah.
With a bottled water delivery guy.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me how that changed you?
Well, I realized then when I found out that Sharon was having an affair that I had been selfish, going to sales seminars, never thinking about women's issues. And I begged Sharon to take me back, and I would change. And God blessed me, Phil. She took me back, and I've been true to my word. I go to all the National Women's Day marches. I volunteer at Republican Women's fundraisers. I go to Lilith Fair with my wife. I watch the blanket and lunches while the gals go up and dance. This is a golden opportunity for men to change and begin to see the future by just simply turning to your wife and saying, you know what, gals, you've been right all along. Annika's great and deserves to be on the PGA.
Well, that's quite a statement and quite a proposal. I don't know what your chances are. Dean Wheeler is with us. He believes that Annika Sorenstam has played well enough to have full membership in the PGA. You say you've seen the light about Annika Sorenstam and other women's issues because your wife was forced to have an affair because you were too selfish playing poker and going to sales seminars.
That's correct, yeah. But now I feel like I she's shown me the way, and I hope, I pray to God, and I am a Christian, that on August 1st, I move back into my wife's bedroom. And
good things will happen in your marriage.
Good things will happen, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Do you think Annika Sorenstam is paid well enough to compete in the PGA with men? That's number one. Now, a good point that he made, she's beaten 72 other players. 72 men who are full members in the PGA, male members, she has played better golf than for 2 days in a row. So what does it mean if they're in the PGA and she's not? That's number one. And number two, Dean's of the opinion that men need to get behind this and other women's issues, or women will take it out on us in the bedroom. A lot of bad things can happen intimately in our lives. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Dean Wheeler is at the Bell Meadows. Is that right, Dean?
That's right, Phil. We're about 15 minutes outside of San Francisco in Mill Valley.
All right, and the Bell Meadows Country Club You're hosting a Annika Sorenstam victory party?
We really are, and it's going to start this evening about 5 o'clock. And the reason why we're doing it, Phil, is we really feel she's won. She went out and she beat 72 other guys. We're just tickled for Annika, and I think men today need to hang their heads and remove their hats, if you will, or whatever you want to call it, and just say, hey, Annika, you did it. You beat the men, and you deserve to play on the PGA Tour. And I also am very grateful to my wife, Sharon, to have taught me this lesson because I was like most other men a few years ago. I was very stupid. All I wanted to do was go to ball games and this kind of thing, and she showed me what a selfish, truly selfish animal I was. And now I'm hoping in the next couple of months that we can have normal relations again.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It says line 3, but there is no line 3. So where am I going here? Here is Dennis. Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I understand what he's trying to say about men and women being equal, but we are different creatures. Like, the point I'm trying to make is women have their own organization as far as golf is concerned, so I don't see why, what the big deal is, why she would need to play on the PGA.
Because there's more money in the PGA. There's
okay,
more recognition in the PGA. And they have the right because there is good.
Yeah, okay, you know,
She went out and beat 72 other guys don't play as good as her. And my wife Sharon showed me this. Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
I think you need to sit down with your wife and have her tell you what we've really been wrong.
Okay, the difference is my wife hasn't removed my jewels yet. I still am
I don't know.
Well, he's talking about how you seem to be a little, you know, controlled by your wife.
More than a little.
Well, Sharon has showed me that we need to support women. What do you mean? Are you saying that I sound as if I don't have my own mind? I made up my mind that I want to support my wife and do everything she wants.
Well, I have a question for you. If I outdance some of the Lakers girls, do you want to see me in a skirt shaking it on TV?
No. Well, because you're not a girl, and I want to look at them because they're lovely to look at. By the same token,
okay,
I don't go to a golf tournament to look at how they look. I go to look at how they play. And, boy, that was easy. You walked right into that one, didn't you?
I don't think your wife will like that sexist comment about you watching other women. You'll hear about that when you get home, I'm sure.
No, my wife knows that other women are beautiful, too. What about your wife or your jewels in her purse?
I still have control.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Kurt. Go ahead, Kurt. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, my problem is I understand that Annika maybe qualified or did okay on this tournament, but she still has to do just like everybody else and qualify for the PGA.
Well, she played better than these guys did.
No. What?
Yes, she did. She played 72 other guys. 72 other guys, and they are not as good.
Hey, that's fine.
Okay.
Go to qualifying school, make the cut, get on the PGA. That's fine.
Well, here's the difference. She's a woman, and I think she deserves... Have you ever heard of being a gentleman?
No.
Okay,
you're
not a gentleman.
No, I'm not saying that. Let me talk.
Well, that's what you're saying, because if you don't let her on the PGA Tour, you're acting like you're not a gentleman.
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to let her on the PGA Tour. Let's qualify just like every other person, 150 of those guys did. These guys have all equal rights. Everybody wants, and that's what she's going to have if she wants to go on the qualifying school, get on the PGA.
I can tell you right now, if you turn your wife tonight and say Annika is wonderful, she's going to look at you in a different way.
Okay, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
First off, I would say over 50% of the women in this world did not know who she was, and maybe it helped a little bit this weekend. But the issues for women are not for this one golf tournament.
I think that Annika Sorenstam is a great example of how, as men, we can finally see how we can make the women happy with us.
See, me and my wife had a conversation two nights ago about this, and she laughed because she did not understand why she wanted to even go out there and play with men. And she also thought Martha Burke,
your wife.
Yes, my wife did not care.
I want to tell you a story. My wife had an affair with a guy that delivered bottled water to our house. And it took that for me to understand that I needed to stop going to ball games and everything and care about women's issues.
Hey, I agree with you there. I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But does your wife have time alone?
Sir, have you ever been to a woman's music festival with your wife or anything?
Oh, all right.
Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler with us here on the Phil Hendry Show talking about Annika Sorenstam and how she deserves to be on the PGA Tour, how she has proven that she's a better golfer than 72 other guys on the tournament. What she's basically done, and what you're saying, Dean, is she's beaten 72 other guys, right?
Well, as far as I know, I don't know how to read golf scores, but the lowest score in golf is the one that wins, and that's what makes it very... This is the thing that I enjoy about golf more than anything, is that if you have a lower score, you win. Because in most tournaments and most sports that I've seen, the baseball and all of those other sports, the highest score wins. Okay, and so I thought she was doing really well. I said she was five over. I said, oh my God, she's going to qualify. And then someone told me that that's not good.
All right, so I don't, you know, some people don't follow golf.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, and I'm saying that Annika has taught all of us, especially men, why aren't you being, you know, supportive? And now I know. And when, you know, my wife Sharon had that affair with Butch was his name, and he was a good guy. I realized that.
Now, who was Butch? Butch was the guy.
He was the bottled water guy.
And that showed you the way.
That showed me that I needed to get, you know, my wife, make her happy and support women's rights.
Yeah, golf is the lower score.
Yeah, I found that out.
All right, here is Frida on the Phil Hendry Show. Frida, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make the point that the issue between you and your wife has to be kept separate from women's issues. They're two completely different things. And if you fall for that, you and your wife are both deceived. Let me tell you, I did that with my husband, my ex-husband, back in the 70s. I was a card-carrying member of the NOW. And
oh, that's great.
The issue.
Oh, that's so wonderful for you.
Yeah, but wait a second. Uh-huh. What I have found out is that women are now doing everything that we said the men do. Now men are the butts of all the sexist jokes. And I'm tired of it.
No, I want to do everything I can for the rights of women. Because on August the 1st, and Frida, this was great news for me,
I heard that, and I'm glad that you and your wife are going to be intimate in the bedroom again, but let me tell you something. That was unkind of your wife, and you said you're a Christian. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the husband is to revere his wife as Christ revered the church.
You know,
and we are totally equal.
But I have...
It also says that you do not withhold yourself from your husband. From the husband for the wife, or the wife from the husband.
Well,
it's not to be used for intimidation.
Well, I really believe, Frida, I'd say this. If your husband had just come to one NOW meeting with you, you wouldn't be a spinster today. And there are things
I am not a spinster. I'm married to a godly man. But I tell you what, if my husband...
If
my husband today...
Yeah.
Said, okay, I'm going to get all involved in women's issues, I would be upset with him, because I'm telling you, the women in this country are off track today. And I'm not, and I don't want people quoting this thing that, oh yeah, Christians believe that women should bear down to their husbands, because that's not what it says.
Do you give your husband intimacy?
Of course I do.
Okay, because my wife wants me to get more involved in women's issues before she'll...
Now, listen, the thing that concerns me about your wife is that she is going to be adversely affected by what the women's movement has become. The women's movement is not about equality anymore. It's about putting men down.
Well, all I want to do is have Annika join the PGA. My wife said if Annika Sorenstam can get in the PGA,
honey,
I will have full
so
sexual
deep.
Rights again.
Yeah, that is bad.
God.
All right, listen, Frida, thanks for your call. Hold on. Dean Wheeler with us, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. He believes, based on her great play, Annika Sorenstam should be a full member of the men's PGA. She beat 72 guys today in the scores. She beat another 72 yesterday. Why not? He also thinks that his wife will give him full sexual rights if she's admitted. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If you just joined us, Dean Wheeler at the Bell Meadow Country Club, they're having a... they were going to have an Annika Sorenstam victory party up there. You are making some pretty serious accusations. Are you saying that the PGA conspired to force Annika Sorenstam to lose, to force her into bad play? Are you saying that they actually did things to the course and to her equipment?
Phil, what I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised. She's a great golfer. There is no way on God's earth that she can't shoot par or better on a course like that. That Colonial course is ridiculously easy. I think that there is very good reason to believe that they might have done something to her equipment. I think that...
Well, like, what do you think they did to her equipment? I mean, you're talking about... you're talking about getting to her clubs?
I think because they are so scared to death of a woman winning a PGA tournament, they got to her clubs. I think her caddy could have been paid off.
Do you have any information to back this up?
I am telling you, Phil, I used to be a man like that, but my wife Sharon showed me how wrong it was to be like that, so I know.
To be like what? To be so afraid of a woman that you would actually fix a match against her?
A lot of guys would do that, and I wouldn't be surprised. At one point, and I was watching it today on the USA television network, I saw the caddy pull something out of the bag. I thought it was an umbrella. I said, my God, he's pulling an umbrella out, and handed it to her. And then he laughed and put it back in and gave her the club. And she looked at him as if to say, she actually thought that he thought she was going to swing with an umbrella or something. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Well, maybe he was joking around with her.
No, I think that he was trying to mess with her mind, and that's something else. There were noises on the green during her putting. Cameras were going off. At one point, during her backswing, someone made a noise, some kind of a noise. I have no doubt in my mind that one of the other players might have gotten to her drinking water. I'm just saying the PGA needs to investigate this further. My wife, Sharon, has been very specific with me on this and calling your program. She wanted me to outline these points.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is it possible that Annika Sorenstam's round today was trifled with? Is it possible that they fixed the round against her? Here is Joyce. Hi, Joyce. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm kind of just appalled by the conversation that the gentleman's having. It sounds to me that his wife being unfaithful to him, that she's making him feel so guilty that she's turned the tables on him, and he's now... begging for forgiveness, and I think she's the one that's being deceptive to him.
She showed me that I was wrong. Why else would she have an affair with Butch, who's a great friend of our family's, and he's been delivering the bottled water to our home? I was wrong in what I did.
But what did you do wrong, man?
I mean, what did you do wrong?
Yeah,
you didn't take her to sports activities. You didn't spend time with her, and that gives her the right to cheat on you?
She was involved in women's issues, and I was going to sales seminars. I was selfishly watching, football games on Sunday.
That's what men do. What's wrong with that?
Isn't anything wrong with that. So why is she making you...
Give in to her
for something she...
Sharon showed me that the best way for me to get her love back was to support all women's issues. And she also told me last night, and I thought, oh, my God, Sharon's right. Annika Sorenstam, they might have put something in her water or messed with her equipment.
It sounds to me you're brainwashed.
Oh, my God. What, ma'am, I am no more brainwashed than you are brainwashed by a person
I'm
you
not
love.
Brainwashed at all. It doesn't sound like your wife understands that people have different interests.
Ma'am, I hope that no man has to see another man on top of his wife. And she looked at me and she said, "You see what you made me do?"
You gotta be kidding me,
That is pathetic. That is pathetic
that you're
talking to you that way.
Why?
It is. It's something that she did wrong. She's making you feel bad. Why didn't she come to you and discuss it? Why didn't she say, you know what, our marriage is bad because you're not supporting me in some of the things? Why didn't she come to you and ask you to go to these things before she cheated on you?
It was a plea for help. She had sex with that man as a plea for help.
That ain't making sense. No woman cheats, or man cheats for that matter. What do you mean a plea for help?
She was... crying. Look, I'll tell you
this. She's making you feel guilty for something that she did, and you have fallen into her trap.
Oh, I know, I know she did something wrong, but also I did something wrong, too. And when Butch finished and he left, we sat down. I made some popcorn. We had a chat about it. And we've been able to...
Whoa. Are you telling me that you allowed this man to continue to stay in your house?
Well, you know, Joyce, I hope someday you have the happiness of the marriage that I have with Sharon.
I've been married 20 years and very happy. And my husband does the things he enjoys. And I do the thing that I enjoy, and we do things together. But it doesn't mean if he doesn't do the things I want, that I go mess around with somebody and say...
But when Butch left the house...
Wait. I want to get this straight. This man continued to make love to your wife, and then you let him leave, and then you sat down, made popcorn, and talked about it?
Oh, boy, Phil, you're so prehistoric. You really are.
What even prehistoric? What's prehistoric?
You don't understand what women need. They need to have the freedom to have, you know, if they want.
She's asking you
Sharon
to give her the freedom. She's asking you to have freedom to commit adultery and then make you feel bad for it because you didn't do it. And that's not
and
right.
And I think we should give women what they
surprised.
Want.
All right. I think, pal, there's a term, and I don't want to insult the lady on the line, but the initials are PW, and I think that's what you're suffering from.
I don't know what that is.
PW.
I'll go along with it.
What does that mean? Palomine or potato?
It's exactly what I thought when
P-whipped. P-whipped.
Pure whip?
All right, thank you, Joyce. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this Sharon? Is that you, honey?
It's Joyce. It's not your wife, Sharon.
Oh, all right.
Pee-whipped. You don't know what that means.
Pear-whipped. Well, why don't you tell me, you stupid son of a...
I can't tell you because it's not acceptable to say on the radio, I guess. Buddy, your wife, you know what you need to do with your wife? You need to come home tonight. You need to say to her, by the way, honey, this weekend I'll be watching arena football, basketball, golf... hockey. I'll also be smoking cigars and drinking beer. And if you need me, I'll be in the den.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me or something?
No, I'm not kidding you. Listen to you, you fool.
Mr. Henry, if you came home and a man was on top of your wife, wouldn't you allow them to finish?
Yeah, that's what I do, man. I'd go into the
bathroom?
No, into the kitchen. I'd make myself a bowl of fruit or Cool Whip, and I'd wait for them to finish. You know what I'd do? I'd wait for them to finish, and when the guy came walking out the door, I'd have a nice sawed-off shotgun standing right there for him. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that you're violent, and I think you're wrong. And I can't understand the Neanderthal attitude. And what is PW?
I ain't gonna tell you.
Meow.
All right, anyway. Annika Sorenstam, whatever. She did a good job. Good for you, babe. Although, you can't be three-putting those greens, honey. You three-putt the greens in the PGA, you're going to get your ass kicked. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Foo Bar.
I don't understand what it means, Mr. Wheeler, sir.
Yeah,
we're done with our interview, sir.
But I don't. When you said that I was PW, I don't.
Sir, we're done with our interview, and I need for you now to vacate the line. I want to get on to some other stuff I'm doing on my show.
Oh, I don't. When you say PW, are you talking about power windows?
I'm not saying power windows. You're PW. Don't mean you have got power windows.
I don't, Pink Wiener,
forget it, pal. Get lost, will you?
I'm going to have my wife, Sharon, call you. Then you'll be sorry and everything.
1-800-449-8686. By the way, that was me doing the voice of Dean Wheeler. Now, on yesterday's show, we had Vernon Dozier. He's a high school athletic coach talking about Annika Sorenstam and saying, boy, it's going to be, he's in favor of these gals, but it'll be the worst possible thing for her to do well because it'll only hurt. No, it'll be bad for her to do bad because it'll only hurt the women's rights movement. Some gal called in and said Vernon was just basically afraid of something.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
You know, sir, I think I'm going to have to kick myself later, but I actually do agree with you in the fact that...
Thank you.
...there is the LPGA. No, and I'm not agreeing with you on every standpoint.
No,
definitely.
But you recognize the essential truthfulness of what I'm saying. Women need to just stay...
No, I'm not going to go that far, sir. What I'm going to tell you is there is the LPGA and there's the PGA. Traditionally, the LPGA is for women and the PGA is for men. What I am curious to know, sir, is what are you afraid of? Are you afraid that
I'm afraid that women are going to be hurt?
No.
I'm afraid that women are going to be hurt by this because when she goes out and hacks the crap out of that course, people are going to look at women anew and say, you know what? Maybe they don't deserve the extra opportunities. Maybe they don't deserve the extra promotion because look what this. And I guess I'll screw her name up again.
An Annika Sorenstam.
Annika
you
Sorenstam.
You know what, sir? I don't think you're afraid for women at all.
Yes,
because the way you've referred to women the entire evening, sir, with no disrespect, you're bashing them all on your own.
Roxy, I like you. I don't want to see you slapping moons over my mammy for the rest of your days in some, some diner.
You know what, sir? Actually, I don't think I'll ever find myself doing that, but for those people that do work in diners, all the power to them because sometimes you have to eat. Okay.
Well, ma'am, I am saying that you are a great gal, and I'd like to see. What are you doing for a living right now?
You know, sir, I used to be a flight attendant, a predominantly female occupation.
Exactly. Do you
want
to go back
to? Guess what I used to work with men, but guess what I do now, sir?
What's that, ma'am?
I'm a trained firefighter.
Good for you, because if Annika Sorenstam hacks that course to pieces, you're going to be back having some passenger in 8C rubbing your rear end as you're walking by with a tray full of coffee cups and you can't
do a thing
about it.
I don't think, sir, I'm trained as a firefighter. I don't think that I'll ever be back.
You better hope that...
In the cabin, sir, but you know what? I think you're scared of women because... You're scared of women because we actually can compete with
absolutely.
You and sometimes
yep.
we can actually do better.
You're in a man's job, so what do they have you do? Hold the hose?
Actually, what dictates it as a man's job, sir?
Well, first of all, you know as well as I do that most female firefighters are the ones that are in charge of turning on the water.
I would actually disagree with you, sir.
Wait a minute. The lady does this for a living, Mr. Dozier. How do you know?
What is she going to do? She turns
what
the water on.
What am I
going to
do, sir? Well,
and you
let's
hold
see,
that
if you're ever in a fire,
like
sir, I might have to pull your sorry ass out of there.
Wait a minute.
I might think twice, though.
Aren't you the guys that are supposed to turn the faucet on and off?
Actually, no, sir. I'm going to pull 250 pounds out of the burning building.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh, sir?
And you get to go for truck rides, as far as I know.
You know what, Mr. Dozier? You are being a smartass on purpose. I've just figured this out. And you don't want Ms. Sorenstam to win because you just simply don't want women competing. Forget about you being a...
That
really
is an absolute lie.
No,
I really think he's just scared of women, and that's why he's got to bash them, and he's really bashing a whole lot of people.
Ma'am, you know that female firefighters, their only job is feeding the Dalmatian.
Okay, sir, I hope you're never in a fire, and I hope you're never in an aircraft. And by all means, I hope you're never on a golf course, because you know what? Women are one thing. We get even,
look,
and we're very good at it,
you give me four strokes and two tanks of oxygen, and I can beat her.
All right.
You know what, sir?
Thank you.
You're going to need oxygen
after
the women of the world get a hold of you.
Thanks very much, Roxy.
Well, I hope they get a hold
care,
of me.
Take care, ma'am.
Roxy, I just want to say one more thing. I hope they get
yes,
a hold
sir.
Of me.
Yes, sir. And I do agree with you
well, wait.
PGA
I hope they get a hold of me in the right place. I wanted to get that off. That's a good joke that I heard from
Tom
Edison, who's a friend of mine.
I do agree with you. LPGA versus PGA.
By the way.
I think that you just really need to have a severe attitude adjustment.
No, I want to ask you, in all seriousness, in all seriousness, did you get into firefighting just so you could slide down a pole?
You know something?
You know what,
Roxy? If he was in front of you, I wouldn't bother. If you hit him right in the mouth for that.
What? I'm joking around.
That's a crude,
rude... You know
rude...
what, sir? You just... My God, your mother.
Yeah,
I feel sorry
no
for
kidding.
Your mama.
When the alarm goes off, don't forget your purse.
What an ass.
You know, I don't carry a purse,
yeah,
sir.
I hope
you have a good night,
yeah.
sir. I hope the women of the world eat you alive and spit you out. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't want them to spit.
All right.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Oh, Mr. Henry, I just figured it out.
Now what?
PW, that's Paul Williams, the little guy that hung out with Pat McCormick and Smokey and the Bandit. And the...
Okay, that, by the way, was Vernon Dozier. That last ass was Dean Wheeler, who won't leave me alone. We just had him on for 45 minutes talking about Annika Sorenstam and how happy he is. And she did do well. She didn't do well, but she did well enough. I mean, hey, she beat 72 guys. I know it doesn't mean much to anybody. See, it's the only sport in the world where you got to, like, beat more guys than just 72 to be considered good enough to compete with men, right? In the world of football, let's say a woman had 72 tackles over the course of a season. Nah, that's, you know, that ain't good enough, baby. You're going to have to get up there with the Lawrence Taylors of the world, right? In golf, you get 70, you beat 72 guys, you don't even belong on the same course with them. And at what?
Pussy Whitehead or...
You shut up. So, Sorenstam did good. Now, I don't know how she finished. How'd she finish out today? Five over, six, whatever the hell, who cares? Beats the hell out of anybody that I've ever golfed with, I'll tell you that much, and beats the hell out of any golf score I ever had. But let me just say this, Annika, even though I am nowhere near the golfer you are, you three-putt those greens in the PGA, and you are dead meat, honey. You know it as well as I do, and that's exactly what happened today. Three-putt those greens, can't be doing that. You cannot, in the pros, three-putt the greens. And you never, ever, ever leave them short. Tom Watson, 1985. Will you hang up on that guy? You don't leave him short. You don't three-putt him. And you can't lay up. If you're going to play with these guys, and you know you're as good as, you know you're a great golfer, don't lay up. Go for it. Go for it. Go, 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 go. Fly that water, baby. Fly those rocks. Fly that trap. Don't be laying up nothing. I like you using the wood off the tee. I like that. Remember, you drive for show, but you putt for dough. Drive for show, putt for dough. Who cares how far you're hitting the ball off the tee? Got to get that thing on the green. And if you hadn't three-putted those greens, who cares whether you're on in three or four? Okay, one more time, and then I swear to God, I am going to come to your house and I'll kick your ass. What?
I figured out what the PW means.
What?
Phil who? Sharon came up with that. She's really...
I'm going to come to your house and kick Sharon's ass, too.
Ow.